This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. Evergreen solar. Even the name sounds like a promise of permanence. Evergreen. But now that name is synonymous with breaking a promise. The Massachusetts company is closing its factory in Devens, putting 800 jobs at risk, and moving its production to China. The new Massachusetts state auditor is promising to go through the books. Suzanne Bump is just one of the people asking whether this ever made economic sense. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch is here to tell us more. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Sasha.
Kurt, one question many people have about this whole Evergreen event is they wonder why the state isn't spreading its money around. So rather than give so much money to one company, why not spread the wealth among many promising companies?
Well, they're asking a good question because I know that there are other people who think the state shouldn't be doing this at all, picking winners and losers or playing venture capitalists. But the fact is, every state does. Politicians love jobs, especially today with high unemployment. So if there's a company that wants to build and hire people, it can kind of shop around and see where the grass is the greenest. So what Auditor Bump wants to do is not decide whether the state should be doing it all, but how the state does it. How has the state done it in the past, and how does it measure its success?
We need to make sure that all of the resources our state government are being put to good use. We cannot have tax incentive programs of questionable benefit.
She just talked about questionable benefits. And in hindsight, certainly, the Evergreen investment looks like it may have been questionable. The factory has closed down. Now, Kurt, you have been looking into this. Somewhat overlooked fact that Evergreen Solar had already been planning to set up shop in Massachusetts with the help of tax incentives. Mm. So this was going to be in Westboro, is that right?
Yeah, little known now, but Evergreen had originally inked a deal with the state to build in Westboro. There was a press release. It was going to be a $44 million tax incentive package. And everyone there in town was pretty excited, including Westboro town planner Jim Robbins.
Well, it would have been nice to have them because it's a manufacturing facility. Most of what we have in Westboro is service sector. We have a lot of offices, a lot of high-tech and R&D, but very little manufacturing.
Obviously, he sounds a little disappointed there because, as it turns out, Evergreen and the state agreed that Devens would be the site for the new factory.
So if Evergreen had been planning to go to Westboro, but the state lured it to Devens, was the state, in a sense, bidding against itself?
You're asking that because the state offered the number that's sort of been out there is this $58 million tax incentive package instead of $44 million that we know from Westboro. It's a little complicated because the state basically is saying that they ended up having to do a whole bunch of infrastructure improvements to Devens for the factory to be able to be built there.
Because they built a factory from scratch on that spot.
Yeah, and they say that they probably would have had to do those same things, bringing water and roads and those sorts of things to the other site, so that the difference between the two, well, it sounds like many millions of dollars, really wouldn't have been that much of a difference. The other point they make is that by getting them to Devens, there was more room there. So if the company expanded and grew and added more jobs, they'd be more likely to do it there rather than have to look for a whole new site.
Kurt, a big reason the Patrick administration was so eager to have Evergreen here is because the governor and his staff have been quite eager to promote clean energy, green energy. And that certainly has had some people asking whether they didn't ask hard enough questions about Evergreen, questions they should have been asking, because of their enthusiasm and zeal for attracting these kinds of businesses.
Here's what the state says about that. They say that, you know, in hindsight, it's easy to look out and see that this one company didn't work out. But that really, on the surface, it looked like a good deal, that independent boards had looked at it. They decided it was okay to give these incentives to this company. I talked to Bob Keough, the spokesman for the Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs.
At that time, Evergreen looked very much like an up-and-coming company. It seemed very much like a good bet to be providing manufacturing jobs in Massachusetts, not for 2.5 years, but for many years to come.
Now, Bob made the point that four other states had actually made bids with higher dollar numbers to get Evergreen Solar to go there. And other states' due diligence, you know, pointed that this was a good investment. If you read his lips, you know, listening to that, he's saying that they would have done it again, knowing what they knew at the time.
But now we know that because of a shift in global economic competitiveness, China can make them cheaper than Evergreen can, and that reduced demand for Evergreen's product. Is that how this played out?
Yeah, the price just crashed for the product that they made, and Evergreen lost a lot of money.
So the state still stands by its decision to offer Evergreen this money, give Evergreen this money. What about a situation like Cape Wind? In our enthusiasm to promote and subsidize clean or green energy, Cape Wind has gotten a lot of federal assistance, some state backing. You know, people say this will work, but could we see a situation where Cape Wind also goes down the drain?
It's possible, but there are a lot of economic reasons why Cape Wind is a much less risky investment for the state than Evergreen Solar. Basically, Evergreen Solar was competing on this global market. So if it was cheaper for somebody to make these solar panels in China, you know, they had to sort of match that price. Well, there's no way that somebody in China can sort of make electrons and put them into our grid here in Massachusetts and sell them at a cheaper price. It's sort of this captive, regulated market for electricity. So it's a much safer business model.
And we'll obviously see how that plays out over the years.
Time answers all our questions.
Kurt, thanks very much.
You got it.
Kurt Nikisch is WBUR's business and technology reporter.